Is having a phone conversation that scary? We're just talking without seeing each other in person. It's about the same thing as meeting up. Hey everyone, this is Lady Jig of A Love Exchange. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you're having a wonderful day so far. Let's get to it, shall we? All right, you probably have an idea what I'm going to talk about, but basically it's a new socializing fear, and that is phone conversations. I've talked about this from time to time in different episodes about phone calls and how phone calls to me is a great way to meet a person or get to know someone prior to actually meeting them in person. Now, that's just my method of dating. Other people have other methods. But this is, I guess, in terms of meeting someone from an online dating app or whatever. So let me just talk about real quick about how it all starts with online dating. And I apologize if you heard me say this and all these other episodes, but just bear with me here, right? Okay. Now, in most of these dating apps, or if not all, you match someone in some way or form, right? Either they like you first, you like them, whatever the case you may be, you match. Then you guys start a conversation. Now, this is usually through the direct messaging, the DM within these apps, usually, right? Then hopefully, as you guys are having awesome, great conversations within, whether it's within a day's time, 2 days, 3 days, I don't know, somebody will ask for someone's number. And it's not always the guy. It's not always the guy. When the number is exchanged, then, yeah, there you go. You're texting now with your phone. Great. Sometimes what happens through the text will become, everyone's different. Somebody might initiate or ask someone out to a date. Okay. That's not weird. That's not off. That's fine. I get it. Okay. Usually, or some people might, pass by the phone calls, right? Now, I'm old school. I am in a sense that I love phone conversations. And I also don't want to waste my time. To me, phone calls or phone conversations, especially within the realm of dating, is good to have prior to meeting someone because they could save you time of a shitty date. But not always. Not always, because you can still have great phone conversations and then you meet them in person and it's a whole different ballpark, my friend. It's like you're about to go to, you know, Wrigley Stadium, and for some reason you end up in AT&T Park in San Francisco. Now, they're great stadiums. I'm not dissing the stadiums, but at the same time, it's two different things that you expect. And that's how I feel sometimes with some of the phone calls I had with certain guys that, like, ooh, this guy's cool. I think we could get along. We meet up, and that's not the case. Anyway, that's what I'm trying to say with that. But phone calls, if you know how to have a phone conversation, or basically what I'm trying to say, it can give you an idea whether you want to move on to a date, right? Because if the phone conversation is kind of shitty, maybe you found out about him, about something he does that you're not sure about, you don't want to move forward. Maybe he's talking to you freaking weird, or not weird, but rude. Maybe he's racist. You know, there's a lot of things you can learn from a person from a phone call instantly, right? And honestly, I've had those phone calls and it saved me a lot of time of looking cute, getting pretty and stuff for this person, driving out to where we're supposed to meet, or taking an Uber or Lyft. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I want to know at the very least you are pretty cool. Like, I can hang out with you at least once to see how you are. Now, if the phone call is already indicating that you're not like someone I would want to hang out, would I go on with the date? Probably not. No. You see what I'm saying? That's why, to me, my method or my process when it comes to dating, especially online, is you have the DM, you have the text, then you have the phone call, and then you meet up in person. Now, that's just me, because I know some people who actually will do the DM, right? But will not give up their phone. They will meet in person, right? I have a girlfriend like that. And this, whatever, teaches their own, whatever she feels is safe for her. And if it's even the guy saying, hey, I don't want to get my phone number, let's just meet. Okay, great, whatever. You know, there's different ways of going about online dating. Now, I like phone calls. And I'm going to talk about, to me, how social media affect the way we date. And in focusing in phone calls, though, particularly phone calls. I don't want to diss people who don't want to be talking on the phone. I don't. But if I am dating and someone and I go, hey, let's have a phone conversation, and they say no, I can't help but be, why? Why is that? And okay, maybe I'm kind of dissing them, but here's the thing, and you may notice this as you're listening to all these episodes of mine. I'm some sort of psychologist in a sense. Like, I want to know the whys. I want the answer to the whys, what ifs, and shit like that. Like, I'm very scientific. My podcast is It's scientific, you know, with, even though it's all about love, sex, and dating and relationships, there's science to all of this. Warning, this is a nerd alert. All right, everyone, I'm putting on my nerd glasses. You want to hear my impression of being a nerd? Well, first of all, what you're going to do is you take the guy who is 35 years old, who was born in 1983, and therefore he did not grow up with smartphones, at least in the beginning. Okay, I'm not going to do that the whole time because I think I will be in pain, and also you'll think I'm annoying and you'll turn me off, and I don't want you to turn me off. I want you to keep listening to me. Okay, here we go. Regular lady jig voice, shall we? Okay. Sammy is, I will use an example of this person because, well, this is a real life experience I had with this person. I met him on Hinge. We were chatting it up on Hinge. Then we exchanged numbers. Therefore, we were texting, right? And then he goes, hey, let's hang out this Thursday, right? Let's meet up. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Let's do it. Yeah, I was down. But then for me, I like to talk to people on the phone because that's my way of vetting them. And I don't hide that. I just like, hey, I want it before I meet anyone. I would like to talk to you on the phone just to see what's up, blah, blah, blah. Nothing super uptight. I'm not trying to interview you. I'm not trying to interrogate you. That is not my goal. And I do a very good job of getting to know someone without you feeling that way. But that was different for Sammy. Now, when Sammy and I finally talked on the phone, he was down, but I can tell he was hesitant, but he still did it anyway. And he was like, yeah, sure, I'm down to talk on the phone. When? I say, we can do it tonight or tomorrow. I'm down. He goes, how about tomorrow? I'm like, okay, let's do that. Then that day came, that night came, and he texts me. He goes, oh, hey, I'm available. I'm ready for my inquisition. Now, I thought that was funny. He was being sarcastic, but I couldn't help but think, like, I wonder how this guy is feeling. Is he nervous, right? And I didn't want to assume too much, so I went through the conversation and I responded to the text and I said to him, "Yeah, send me your resume first, and we'll go on with the interview." He was like, you know, he put the emoji, like scary-eyed emoji, that one. And I just thought, oh my gosh, I hope this guy is really not freaking out about this phone conversation. So I call him. He picks up and he's like, hey, what's up? What's up? Whatever, whatever. Then he goes, so what are we supposed to talk about in these things? All right. I was taken aback and slightly sad about his response because he made it sound like this was out of this world, procedure like, you know, or it's going to be interrogative as if I was, you know, he was under a blinding light. And dude, for me, all of this is a chill conversation. Like, hey, how you doing? What's, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's just, it should be chill. Shouldn't be like worrisome. You shouldn't freak out. Now, when someone freaks out like that, it goes to show he or she has not been ever talked on the phone for a longest time. Now, I do want to say here, he is not young, meaning he is not younger than me. I am 34, and there's an assumption that younger people, meaning in their 20s or like teens or whatever, are afraid to talk on the phone. And I can understand why people assume that, because that is the age where they have grown up with cell phones. Like, cell phones have come into existence already before they were born, and therefore they're used to doing the texting and DM and not so much being on the phone. So I understand that. But let me erase any misconceptions about young folks, because not all of them are like that. I actually talked to some young folks and they like talking on the phone. So there, Anyway, older guys who were like my age, 34 and up, some of them don't like talking on the phone. And actually, I had one experience where when I was still using OkCupid, this guy hit me up. We only chatted like just very a few minutes. And then he goes, let's meet up for coffee, which I was down. But I go, hey, let's meet up on the phone first. Now, I did not change my mind, go, hey, I don't want to meet up with you. I didn't say that. I just said, I want to talk to you on the phone first. After that, he ignored me, messaged me. He like removed me from the thread or whatever the fuck they do in OkCupid nowadays. But I was like taken aback, and I was like, shit, this guy is fucking 37 or something like that, and yet you're afraid of a phone call? All right, so this is the nerdy part of this whole thing. Just to give a review of something that we all learn from high school and even college in our science classes, remember cause and effect, which continues to happen every day of our lives from when we wake up until we go to bed. So, you know, just to give you a review, and I'm sure most of you guys know, but just in case, the universal law of cause and effect states that for every effect, there is a definite cause. Likewise, for every cause, there is a definite effect. Your thoughts, behaviors, actions create specific effects that manifest and create your life as you know it. So basically, you're walking down the street, somebody honks at you, you jump, and the scene. So let me go over that. So you're walking. The cause here is the horn, the sound of the horn, and the effect is you responding by jumping or being startled. Okay. Another example, let's use an alarm clock. You're sleeping and your alarm clock goes off, right? You wake up. What's the cause here? The alarm clock blasting. The effect is you waking up. Okay. Makes sense, right? Now, why am I saying this? What does this have to do with what I'm talking about in regards to phone calls and Sammy? Well, bear with me, and I apologize if this is nerdy as fuck, but you know, my mind thinks a lot about shit like this. Anyway, I've asked this question to myself. How is this person who is 35 years old, born in 1983, grew up when he was born, the only high-techy thing that existed was like Nintendo or Game Boy or Atari or whatever shit, and TVs and phones. That's really the main high-techy shit that was going on in 1983, right? Sure, cell phones existed, but that was really for rich people and they look like bricks and nobody give a shit about them. All right, got it. Pagers exist, but you know, it was only really for doctors. Okay, got it. Now, years later, computers became a thing. Like almost every household started getting computers, especially in the mid 90s, late 90s. Think about Oregon Trail, right? In your school, right? Y'all played Oregon Trail. Don't act like you didn't. And I played it when the screen was black and then it was green and then it got all colored and shit. And everybody wanted that colored computer at the end of the row, but not everybody got it because it was randomly blah, blah. Anyway, what am I talking about? here we are with computers. Everyone started getting a computer in every household. Internet became a thing, and that's why you had AIM. Remember AIM? Instant messaging, etc., etc. Internet was all right. You had to share the internet with your phone line. Hear the beeping sound. Your mom wanted to use the phone, and she had to tell you, get on the internet. I need to call your Aunt Isabel. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway. So there's that smartphones and then, that you have the computers and then you have AIM, the instant messaging, the AOL instant messaging. That was, I would say, the introduction of the texting and DM in some ways. We weren't calling it texting. Maybe we were kind of calling it direct messaging, kind of, but it was more like an instant message, right? So therefore we no longer, well, I don't know about you. I was still on the phone as well as doing that. But maybe some of us, maybe Sammy, started adapting to this. Like, oh yeah, we can text now. We don't necessarily have to talk on the phone. Cool. Duh, 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 duh. Now, phones then started becoming a thing, right? Especially around the early 2000s with the smartphones of like the Razr or the BlackBerry. Remember those things, right? And yeah, people start checking their emails on there and shit like that, or taking photos and whatever. And so texting started becoming a thing among people. It wasn't the only way to communicate, right away. It was more so like we still got the instant messaging on the phone, on the computer, and people were still on the phone, right? At least I was back in 2005. But as phones got smarter and smarter, and then as we start to get MySpace, Facebook, and other Twitter especially, people started okay, we can share our opinions in these mediums, and that's great, right? Now, I will call this the cause. This whole thing with smartphones is the cause for a lot of people in terms of what was happening in their lives, in terms of how to communicate with the world. The cause is the smartphones being quote unquote smarter on how we get to know people, how we exchange ideas, basically how we interact with everyone else, right? And of course, we got the pros and cons of smartphones. I'm not gonna go over that because that's gonna take time. This is about phone calls. Okay, now this is my thing, and I could be wrong about this. Sammy is 35 years old. So he was born about 1983 because I was born 1984, he's older than me, yada yada yada. I'm thinking that, you know, he adapted to this way of communicating, and that is the AIM and the texting, not so much of the phone calls. And then because of this, of years of doing that, he forgot the art of talking on the phone. All right. And what is the effect then? So the effect is not being able to talk on the phone and him just relying on texting, right? Because smartphones become such a major tool in our lives, right? We wake up and we look at our smartphone. Don't fucking lie. Yeah, you do. When you're in the bathroom, y'all on the smartphones. When you get out of the shower, y'all on your smartphones. Like da 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 da. Smartphone, 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 right? A lot of us, I don't want to say a lot of us, I can't give you statistics. I can't give you numbers of who's not on the phone nowadays, but not a lot of us are on the phone so much because it's the texting. And I hate being in full on phone or full on conversations via text. I hate it. Texting is really should be a way to confirm plans or to tell someone, hey, I'm on my way, or whatever the crap it may be, right? It should be short and sweet information through texting. Not so much like, where were you born? How were you like when you were a child? Oh, really? That's what happened? I understand if, I was at work, so I can't talk on the phone. Okay, got it. Should you be texting? First of all, if you're at work, it's one thing during your break, you go, hey, Johnny, are we still meeting up for lunch tomorrow? And then you're at work, blah, 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 blah. Hours pass, you get a response from Johnny like, yeah, we're still on. You know, that's what I mean. You're confirming plans. That's cool. That's great. It shouldn't be relied on like long conversations because I don't like wasting my time on typing shit. It's so much faster to talk on the phone. I could hear your voice, whether, you know, to see if you're annoying or not. And also if you have a great laugh, how's your humor? You know, shit like that. So this is my assumption of what happened to Sammy here. I don't know about Sammy's background. But it still fascinates me that here's a guy, here's a person who born in the 80s, cell phones weren't really around. No, probably the most high tech thing related to phones back then is a wireless phone, a wireless landline phone. I remember when we got one when I was young. I was like four. Right. And, you know, before phones were just connected to wires and you couldn't like walk around a lot. If you did, you had like a phone where it had a long ass cord connected to the wall and you could walk around, blah, 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 blah. But when my family first got their wireless phone, my dad was like talking to one of his uncles over the phone and was like, yeah, look at me. I'm just like walking around the living room. There's no cord and it's amazing. That was the most high-techy thing related to the phone back in the 80s that everyone almost started getting at that time. There was no smartphones, right? No smartphones. So it fascinates me that people like Kim and his age, like don't think talking on the phone is like fucking weird. And he's not the only one. And is it bad for me to assume or to think this way, to be some sort of like phone freak or phone elitist that like, how can you not talk on the phone? Now, going back to the time before smartphones became a thing, for all I know, maybe Sammy wasn't a talker on the phone. So I have to recognize that as well, that, you know, some people have ways of communicating. I'm sure you recognize this. Some people will even say that, hey, I am not a good texter, but if you meet me, I'm awesome. I can talk to you, blah, blah, blah. Sure. Okay. And some people be like, I don't like talking on the phone. I'd rather meet in person. But I've met like a few people who said that to me. It's like, I don't like talking on the phone, but for some reason, I was able to convince them otherwise. And we end up talking on the phone for hours. And is it because I'm the cause of this and the effect is a long hours on the phone? Am I the one who's really responsible of creating great conversation? It could be. I mean, yeah, I have said here from time to time, I'm a great conversationalist. And some people aren't. And they like hearing me talk. As you do right now. You guys like hearing me yammer away about all this shit on love, sex, and dating and relationships. And I thank you for that. So that is my nerdy section on cause and effect. And with our subject here is Sammy, 35-year-old Sammy, born in 1983, who does not want to talk on the phone. Oh, hold up. I forgot to tell you the rest of this story about the phone call. Before I got all nerdy on you. So anyway, yeah, he was just like, oh, yeah, what do we talk about in these things? And yeah, I did say that in my head, like, oh, fuck, the world is dying. But I was like, yeah, you know, it's all about just being chill. And like, didn't you talk on the phone before? It's like, well, not like this, not like getting to know someone. I'm like, okay, well, have you talked on the phone when you were in high school? Yeah, that was high school. That was pre-texting. And I was like, whoa. It's like this guy forgot how to talk on the phone. And to me, talking on the phone is similar to talking to someone in person without seeing them in person. It's just a device is in between your cheeks and shit. That's really what it is to me. And the fact that he was afraid, not afraid, but had this idea like, oh, this phone call is going to be way different the way we should be talking in person. No, not necessarily. Like, if you're curious about what I do for a living, you can say that over the phone. There's no problem. So like, what do you do for a living? What kind of books do you like? Or what movies do you watch, etc.? It's not anything different, guys. If anything, I would think it'd be less nerve-wracking on the phone than in person, right? Because in person, it's like you're performing, you're in front of someone, you're looking a certain way, you're reacting a certain way, your face a certain way, whatever. But on the phone, you can be like naked, you could be like, you know, looking dirty and still be talking on the phone and sound pleasant, right? And then, oh yeah, so at the end of this conversation, it was awkward because, I mean, you can tell he wasn't feeling comfortable. And at the end of the conversation, he goes, okay, well, I gotta go because I didn't get tea dinner yet. And I'm like, okay, cool. And he goes, is there anything else you want to know about me? Do you have any other questions? I fucking hate that. That's one of my pet peeves. I mentioned this before. I hate when guys was like, well, do you have any questions? I'm just like, what the fuck? This is not an interview. I was so turned off by this And also, I thought this was a two-way conversation, not just me asking you questions, but also you getting to know me. Okay, I think I'm calm. I think I'm calm right now, but yeah, it's just amazing what's going on with our world right now. Now, I was really shocked when he said this. And I go, I got no questions. Now, if you remember earlier, oh, did I mention this? That we did had soft plans about meeting that Thursday. This was a Tuesday. And I go, yeah. And I go, hey, I'm still down to meet on Thursday. And he goes, oh, you know what? I can't because of work. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And he goes, maybe next week. And I'm like, all right, let's play by ear. That's what I said. Then we said our goodbyes. That has been a couple of weeks ago, and I have not heard from him. He was chicken shit, dude. Chicken shit, chicken scared, whatever the shit you call it. Now, you're like, Lady Jake, why are you so mad about this? It's just like, it's just annoying. Like, we had a little phone conversation, and there wasn't anything bad about it. Maybe you were feeling awkward, but are you intimidated by me? Because I don't know. I'm confident. I'm confident. I'm a confident person. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, and I'm not saying I'll never have insecurities. I do, but I'm comfortable to talk on the phone. And I think he wasn't. He never hit me up. He never said hi or what's up. And that's okay. I knew this. When he goes, maybe next week, I knew he wasn't going to hit me up anymore. I knew this guy was intimidated by me. I really don't know the full reason why he didn't reconnect with me, but I didn't reconnect with him either, because I was a bit turned off that he was turned off about the phone call. You know, it is what it is, and I'm not going to change for anyone. If he's not comfortable with phone calls, okay, that's fine, you know, but it's unfortunate that, like, maybe that's the reason that we didn't connect, because this guy wasn't into phone calls and I was. But hey, it is what it is, and I'm not tripping. And in some ways, that you can kind of learn about a lot from people through this experience, even though we didn't get to know each other through the actual phone call. The fact that he was uncomfortable in it gave me a lot of information already, right? It makes me wonder, well, is he a good communicator in general, right? Is he shy? Is he able to take initiative? Is he confident in himself? I don't know those questions for sure. Just because I've had this experience with him doesn't really say, like, oh, he doesn't have confidence or whatnot. But it might give an idea that, like, okay, well, if you can't talk on the phone and I'm the kind of person that does, I don't know if we're a good match then. I know that might be a lot to say just for that short period of time with him on the phone, but hey, you know, that's what online, the thing is with the dating is that you do you, boo, in a sense, meaning everyone has their way of getting to know people, especially when meeting online. And I've mentioned before, some people don't like to do the phone calls. They just want to chat and then meet in person. That's great. That's for you. I'm not like that. I like to talk on the phone and see where you at. How are you? What do you do for a living? And already know if you want to have children or not. I know that might be too much information in the very first conversation. Like I said, there's always a way to not make it feel like an interview, you know, by having a chill conversation, and that will come up. I'm going to stop talking about this because I think I've said enough and the right amount. But yeah, so I always think about the cause and effect on anything when it comes to dating, especially like, why is this person that way and the other person isn't that way? Now, actually, I just realized something. How about all the young folks who are 30 under, right? Especially the young 20-year-olds that I've talked to on the phone. They were cool about it, right? What happened there? Because they were born, you know, where cell phones were shit already, right? You got the smartphones going, you got all that. Now, the cause could be, I don't know, their parents were on the phone, right? Or they themselves naturally are just talkers. It could be anything for that case. And so maybe Sammy, even before smartphones, wasn't really a talker on the phone. Maybe he's just a shy guy. And texting allows people who are shy to communicate more in that way. So you know what? I understand that. Okay, fine. I have accepted that. And that's the reality of it, right? Now, it's very clear, maybe for some of you who listen to my podcast, that Lady Jig doesn't like shy guys. I'm not really into shy guys. And I'm not against shy guys in a sense that, like, they're bad people. Oh, no, 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 not that at all. It's just that because on my personality, I like someone who takes initiative, who can be able to share their opinions, and they're not shy about whatever, whatever, right? And that's just me. That's the kind of guy I'm attracted to. Now, this guy may not be my cup of tea, and again, he's not necessarily because he's a bad person. It's just he's not the type to be so open about things. And if he's just relying to meet in person, I don't know about that. Like, I want him in all fronts be kind of like communicative in all levels, not just through both texting, through phone calls, and in person. That's just me. So I just want to relay that because I don't want to make it seem like, oh, people who talk on the phone, they're wackage. No, that's not it. I'm just saying that everyone is different. And because of Sammy being the way he is, maybe he just doesn't like talking on the phone. And then you have the young folks who do like talking on the phone because they're talkers like me. But I do wonder about how social media has influenced the way we communicate. And for some people, honestly, I think if smartphones didn't exist, Sammy might be challenged to have to talk on the phone. That's the thing. He might talk on the phone more often than he would usually want to. So that's why I kind of wonder if it didn't exist, he would end up talking on the phone, regardless, even though he was shy. Does that make sense? Like, you kind of build those skills as we do when we get older. Like, for example, we didn't grow up knowing how to walk. We had to build those skills. And then when we're great walkers, then we're like, oh, great, we can run, we can sprint. And then when you are on that marathon or training to be in that marathon, right, you train. You're trained to do it to be the best runner out there. Same thing for people who may not be phone conversationalists, right? That I think if smartphones didn't really exist, people who are known to be shy or known to not be talkers will develop that skill set of talking on the phone, right? We'll never know because smartphones are everywhere now, especially here in the US. And I think it's unfortunate when people get nervous about the phone call. I get it. People are shy and maybe I'm being an asshole a little bit about it. And I understand why people are online dating. Some people are shy to approach a person. So I'm the opposite. I can meet people in person, but I just went online dating because it just broadened my choices out there. Gosh, I like to talk, huh, guys? Are you guys sick of me yet? Well, you probably already stopped by this or before this, if that's the case. But yeah, no, it just fascinates me about social media and how we interact with the world. And, you know, you guys, I do want to challenge ourselves to not rely on social media to get updates about our friends. Sometimes we go to Instagram, we'll be like, oh, wow, Joy's married now, guys. Cool. You know, but if we didn't have social media, if we didn't have Instagram or the Facebooks, if they're really truly your friend, you would find out either through them that they're married, right? It's like sometimes we keep tabs on people we don't really care about on there. And also we're being nosy. It's just, I don't know. Sometimes it's just, I want to get out. I'm actually in social media a lot, but I try not to rely on it to get news. If I really want to, I just be like, hey, how you been, right? Anyway, but yeah, the challenge is from me to you is talk on the phone to people that you haven't hung out with for a while, right? Like, some people are not in social media, so you can't straight up be like, oh, wow, Joy is blah, blah, blah. No, like, call Joy up. Just be like, how you been? You know, I haven't talked to you. I hope you're well, la, la, la. They may not want to talk to you on the phone. So then you leave a voicemail. I know you're probably like, what? Nobody listens to no voicemail. I'm like, yes, they do. But just be genuine. It's like, hey, Joy, it was really great. You know, or it's been a long time. I hope you're well. Peace. Something like that. Anyway, you guys probably think I'm crazy, but, you know, we need to rebuild the way we communicate with people, really, like foster better relationships with, I'm not saying with everybody on Facebook, but your close friends, your parents, your siblings. Like, don't just rely on text. Have that phone conversation, especially if you live far away. This will strengthen your relationship. It will. It will. Ah. Okay, guys, that is it from Lady Jig. I hope you're having a wonderful day or evening, depending when you're listening to this. Be good to yourself and be good to others. Peace.